I'll go back to the Russia, if you don't mind. The way we generally understand the Russia is his question is, what is this work? So it could be that he's questioning the utility of the Avoda of Pesach, but the Haggadah says no. The Chacha might be asking that. The Russia is really saying, Lachem velo lo. The standard interpretation of that is he's asking, his unasked question is basically, I don't really care, this is your thing, not my thing. And that sort of colors the response of the anonymous father basically saying, Bavur ze asa Hashem li, God did this for me. You've effectively removed yourself from Klal Yisrael. Somehow that constitutes heresy. That in itself is a puzzling idea. You can opt in and opt out of the Jewish people, but opting out doesn't necessarily mean heresy. It could just mean, I don't want to do this anymore. So that's just the first question, which is, why is opting out, in a certain sense, heresy? You just say you don't want to do it. But then the other part is, well, the response. How is the father's response an actual response? Bavur ze asa Hashem li, b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. So that response is in the Torah for everybody. V'higadat levincha b'yom ahu bavur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. So we managed to find like a funny, an ironic take on it for the Rasha, but this is the response that's supposed to be universal. So first of all, so the second question is we just have to understand what that means. And then the third is we literally say this same response to the She'ena Yodea Lishol, who, at least superficially, didn't do anything wrong. So what exactly is this response of Bavur Ze Asa Hashem Li, and why to the Rasha is that almost a negative thing, whereas it could be a standard response to other people? And then first of all, what exactly is the heresy of this Rasha? So I was learning Haggadah B'Chavrusa with somebody from the shul a couple weeks ago. He shared an idea from a Haggadah from a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. He was a Rav in Hungary during the 19th century and essentially fighting the Reform. He had I would call it a drashi take on the Rasha. I think the idea is very true. I don't know if this is a pashut pshat, but he says lachem velo lo doesn't mean to you and not to the Rasha, but it means to you and not to God. Lo is referring to Hashem, meaning the Rasha is saying, okay, like I see you doing a lot of very technical, intricate mitzvahs over here, and I see why it works for you, but what exactly does this do for God? The fact that I don't have chametz, the fact that I roasted a goat, and that I'm eating it. The Karban Pesach is actually one of the most, I guess, hands-off karbanos that existed. If you look in the Mishnah, in Zvachim, when it talks about all the different ways that the karbanos were offered, all the intricate steps, there were matanos of blood. So you sprinkled the blood. So for some karbanos, you put it on all four corners. For some, you did two sprinklings on the top. For the Karban Pesach, you only needed to do one thing. You just needed to pour it on the bottom of the Mizbeach. You're not even doing anything on the Mizbeach. You're literally just pouring it below it. Okay, so you burn the emurim, you burn the fats and some of the intestines, but literally the blood, which is bedamai chayi, a very so symbolic to Pesach, you just pour it on the ground, you pour it down the pipe. And so what he's saying is that all of these things, you're not really doing anything to God. This whole Seder is just for you. So if you're just doing it for you, for your own sort of national identity, we were slaves, now we're free. So okay, so like I don't need this. I don't need this for my own self-edification. I don't need this for my own self-improvement. I don't need this for my own identity. And I think that was one of the arguments, or at least challenges, that the Reform presented to Judaism at that time. But then the interesting thing is the response. Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li. So the response of the father is, no, God did this for me, meaning you're right to a certain extent. We're not doing this for God. God's doing it. This is all for us. And what is ze? So if you look at all the Mefarshim, ze, because of this, God did it for me, ze refers to the mitzvos. It refers to all the Karban Pesach and all the mitzvos associated with it. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that ze is Begematria 12, and there are 12 mitzvos that have to do with the Karban Pesach, if you count the Rambam or something like that. So it's a reference basically saying, God took me out of Egypt and saved me so I could do the Karban Pesach. But what was the point of the Karban Pesach, at least in Mitzrayim? The point of the Karban Pesach was for me. The point of the Karban Pesach was so that God would skip over our house and save us. But God knows which house is Jewish and which isn't. So it was for us. The simple pshat that Mefarshim say is that the reason why God saved us is because we opted in. Putting blood on your house, slaughtering a deity of the Egyptians, was basically opting into God's plan. So that's why God did it. So all of the mitzvos associated with Pesach are for us, and yet God did it so that we could do all these mitzvos for us. It's almost this tautology of this, like, infinite loop. So what's the pshat in that? So I don't know how much of this is him and this is or my own extension, but the language of the, I guess, the gravity of the Rasha's error is ulefisha hotzi es atzma min haklal. It's not that you took yourself out of the Jewish religion. It's that you took yourself out of the Jewish experience, out of the Jewish collective identity. The Jewish collective identity is meant to be a makom of hashras hashchina on earth. V'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. It's not b'soch individuals. So, l'fi shehotzi esatzum min haklal, kafar b'ikr, you're basically denying the fact that God can make a home in this world. You're breaking away and saying, all of this work that we're doing, it's just for me. It's just for you. It's all self-service, so I can find another way of self-service. And the answer is, you're right. It is for us, but the us becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The li is transformed into a klal, which is v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So that is the response both to the Rasha and the Sheina Yodea Lishol, because it is the most fundamental element of the Seder. If there's one thing that you don't even understand what's going on, the main lesson of the Seder is we are together, there is a collective experience of the Jewish people, which is a makom of hashras hashchina for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on earth. Now, we're not God incarnate like some other religions believe, but God becomes at home based on what we do for ourselves. And so if a Rasha basically denies that principle of saying, I don't see the utility of those actions, that basically by default means you're breaking away from the concept of Jewish nationhood, and Mamela, by definition, you're also denying the ability for God to make himself at home based on the collective Jewish experience. So I think that that's an important idea to share at the Seder, that almost all of the mitzvahs that we do don't do anything for God. You know, forget about being nice to other people, where the Karban Pesach is a very insular thing. You know, the ironic part of Halach Man is you can't actually invite guests to take part of the Karban Pesach, because you have to have this pre-calculated, predetermined group where RSVPing actually, you know, is important. And so the point is of the mitzvahs are all very, very insular. And yet despite that, the house where we put the blood on the doorposts becomes a makom of hashras hashchina. So even though we don't have the Karban Pesach now, that's a very important idea to pass on to everybody and internalize for ourselves. He went already.